Hey everyone, welcome to episode 57 of Sits and Giggles. I am your host Casey. I am joined by Krista, and it is the May the 4th episode of Sits and Giggles. And what a May 4th it was, Krista.
Indeed, indeed. It was a May 4th in quarantine.
It was. What? How did you celebrate your May 4th?
So I didn't go to bed at a normal time last night because for whatever reason I could not. So I kicked off May the 4th while reading a new series, at least new for me. It is not new for the rest of the Star Wars universe, probably. But the I'm pulling it up real quick and it's taking a hot minute. The Canon, the Last Padawan, or Kanan, the Last Padawan
series.
Kanan?
Yeah.
Okay. That came out in 2015, by the looks of it. I started that last night, so I'm two issues in. So that's how I kicked off May the 4th. But otherwise, I have been continuing my binge of The Clone Wars. I'm up to Season 5, Episode 17, about halfway through. When I stopped to start recording this.
Is that The Jedi Who Knew Too Much? Is that the name of the episode?
Sabotage.
Sabotage? Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. I'm mildly obsessed with the Clone Wars. Like, I hate that I can't, like, that I have to go to work right now because part of me is like, oh, I wish I was one of those people who wasn't an essential worker and could stay at home and just binge watch things. And then I'm like, no, I'm incredibly grateful that I'm still working. So
you've gotten through it pretty quickly, though.
They're quick. And honestly, since I've started really watching these, which was probably what, last weekend?
I believe so. Yeah.
Is when I really started kicking it off and just religiously watching it, kind of. I haven't been wanting to play video games. Like, I come home from work, and the first thing I do is, like, I get changed, and I sit down, and I just put it on, and then I end up watching it, like, the entire night, for the most part. So I'm just cruising. They're addicting. And there's a lot of arcs where I just want to know what happens next.
A lot of those arcs, like, they really do grab you, and you're at the part now where, like, every arc from here on out is amazing. Like, starting with the last arc on Mandalore forward.
Oh, incredible.
Everyone is amazing.
I love whenever I texted you, I was watching that arc on Mandalore, and I texted you, holy shit. And
I knew.
Just which part?
I knew you were either at the part where Maul kills Satine, or Sidious was fighting Maul. I was waiting for you to get to the Sidious versus Maul versus Savage Opress part for a long time.
Like, I know we just had an episode not too long ago where we ranked our Star Wars favorite lightsaber duels. Like, purely on, you know, our enjoyment of them, which ones were our favorites. And, obviously not right now because I can't put that much thought into it off the top of my head, but that might force its way in. That Savage, Maul, or Sidious fight might force its way in.
I think, was that on my list? Do you remember?
I don't recall.
If it wasn't on my list, shame on me for not putting it there. Oh, wait, hold on. Here's my list. Okay, it came in at number 10, so it, like, just squeaked its way in.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it easily doing that on my list now. I would be interested to see which it would push out, though. That whole arc was incredible. And I remember right before, earlier today when you asked me where I was at, I told you I was still in the droid arc. And I told you that I was not really enjoying it. Like, it was starting to lose me again, in the way that, you know, season one and early season two did, where I just was like, I don't give a shit. Why am I watching this? And then you were like, oh, but you're about to, like, pop off in the next couple episodes. I was like, okay. I was like, all right, well, I'll just push through this, you know, get through this arc. I'm on the last episode of it. And then, you know, apparently this is when all the good shit starts happening.
The nice thing about the Clone Wars is the way it's broken down into, like, different arcs. Next time, like, you do a rewatch, you don't have to go from beginning to the end. You can just watch your favorite arcs from here on out.
Oh, yeah, which is super nice, but... And I know, like, I've seen the lists, like, the breakdowns people have of, like, the must-see episodes from the Clone Wars and stuff like that. But, I don't know, personally for me, I was like, I need to watch it through in entirety at least once. But yeah, going forward, it'll definitely be picking out my favorite arcs and only those.
There's a comic book that you have to read now.
Okay.
And there's a book that you have to read.
Okay.
Okay, so the comic is Darth Vader, Son of Dathomir. It's on Marvel Unlimited.
Okay. Darth Vader. I'm just going to pick.
Not Darth Vader. Darth Maul. I'm sorry.
Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir.
Yeah, it's on Marvel Unlimited. So back when we thought that we weren't going to be getting any more Clone Wars, there was Lucasfilm kind of had this little initiative where they were going to finish the Clone Wars in different forms. And then Darth Vader, Son of Dathomir, was going to be a continuation of his story, and it's what happens to him after Sidious just kind of like completely owns him on Mandalore. Which, by the way, I love that line where he's like, "You have become a rival," and then like,
"Oh my god, that was incredible!"
Yeah,
that was. Although I will say, one of my favorite, like, and like in addition with that, is when you just see him in his office. And you can just tell, like, he still is fully, you know, in his Chancellor Palpatine mode, like, and you can just tell on his face and the way it's drawn, like, and animated, and the music that they have playing with it, that he is in full, like, that's not Chancellor Palpatine, that's Darth Sidious standing right there. I just thought that was really cool. Because it's interesting to see him, you know, in the prequel era, being Darth Sidious, because we're so used to him being the Emperor. It's always, I think, neat to see, you know, Chancellor Palpatine in his prime, essentially.
Right. Exactly. And the issue, so the series, I think, was like 4 or 5 issues long, and it would have been 3 or 4 episodes of The Clone Wars if it had got made.
That's hype. I can't wait to read it. I added it to the library on there, so that'll be on my list after I finish The Clone Wars.
Nice. And then there's a book called Dark Disciple.
Okay.
Which is about Quinlan Voss, which he was the Jedi that had, like, the yellow, like, paint or, like, tattoo, like, going across his eyes. I think he was in like a 2 or 3 episode arc with Obi-Wan. So Quinlan Voss and Asajj Ventress are the main characters of the book. And that one would have been a huge arc. I think that was like actually 7 episodes is what it would have broken down to be if they were actually like animated. So, like, that was a really good one. That's actually one of my favorite books. I would definitely reread that one.
Okay.
And then the Kanan comic that you're reading right now, you'll be happy that you read that whenever you start watching Rebels.
Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely. As soon as, you know, I can get through all of the Clone Wars, I plan on starting Rebels next. That's next on my list.
I'm so happy you're watching these.
I know you are. I feel like you've been waiting for me to actually, like, watch them.
I've just been sitting here patiently, waiting for you to get around them. Didn't want to, like, push you or anything.
Oh, no, I will definitely, like, some people, when they want you to watch something, they're super pushy about it. And that just turns me off. Like, that just makes me want to watch it less. But no, Casey, you have been super not pushy about it. And I love that I will just blow up your phone at times.
Anytime you want to blow up my phone to talk about Star Wars, like, you're very welcome.
Oh, I know. But it's always, after I do it, I'm like, oops. There's just, I have no other way to process my emotions. Part of me wishes that I could have pulled you up and like on Skype and had you watch me like watch the entire, like, that last, I don't know, 15 minutes or so of that Mandalore episode from like Satine's death on, because my jaw was just dropped the entire fight scene.
I wonder if I can get her to FaceTime me before he starts fighting Sidious, and how could I time it so that I can see her reaction when Sidious like walks into the Great Hall and like picks them up and like pushes them up against the wall and everything.
Oh, so cool. I will say the one thing that kind of bugged me about it is that they played the Imperial March. And to me, that's just quintessentially Vader. So I was like, but it's not Vader. But, oh, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
I can't wait until you get to the last season. Because, like, right now, today, I'm processing my emotions from watching the finale. And it's just like, I need to talk to someone about it.
I'm trying. I say by the end of the week, I'll probably be there.
Well, it'll give us something to talk about next week.
Yeah, for sure. I've surprisingly have seen, or which is weird for me, and I haven't sought them out, but I actually have seen very little in the way of spoilers for the final season, which is odd for me because I don't think I've ever gone into something like Star Wars and not have already had some things like spoiled. Which, like, I don't care about it, but to me it's really odd that, you know, I find it's strange that is the case. Like, obviously I know about Ahsoka and Vader, but that's, like, it. That's, like, the only thing I know.
Plus the fact that, like, I know, like, we say on here a lot that we don't care about spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of glad it hasn't been spoiled for you, just because, like, there's so many emotional moments in the final arc of the series that I kind of want to like stop you from watching them so I can like come to your apartment and watch you watch them just so like I can see when, the looks on your face.
When I get to certain episodes, I'll let you know where I'm at, and if you feel that there is a certain point that you want to watch my reaction, we'll set it up so you can FaceTime and see my reaction.
The second to last episode, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
He's so hype.
We got some news today. I'm excited about.
Yes, we did.
We got two bits of news. First, okay, let's go. Let's save the big one for last. Okay. First, I found out just like 10 minutes ago that Robert Rodriguez has directed an episode of season 2 of The Mandalorian. Which,
not familiar.
So, like, Robert Rodriguez directed a movie called Desperado with Antonio Banderas. This movie came out in 1995. Shut up, Krista.
I was two.
Shut up, Krista.
I had to.
So
that's like, that's for me. Reminding you of my age and things is like the new fuck off, Tim.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's very true. So like, okay, so he was really big in the 90s. He came out like, he was like part of that like really like kind of indie director craze that came out like, so he came out around the same time as like Quentin Tarantino, Kevin Smith, all those guys. So he made a movie called Desperado with Antonio Banderas, which takes place in, I think like a small, like Mexican town, and it's like a revenge story and just very violent. And if like The Mandalorian had an episode like that directed by him, it would be incredible. He did like a vampire movie called From Dusk Till Dawn. He did the more recent movies he's done that maybe you have heard of, which are like a complete departure from these other ones. He directed the Spy Kids movie. Okay.
I loved the Spy Kids movie when I was a kid.
Totally different from Desperado, but yeah, he directed the Spy Kids movies.
But the cat, can we just, this? I know this is a complete departure from Spy Kids, from Star Wars, but can we just real briefly talk about Spy Kids for 5 seconds?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, like, that cast, though, I mean, it has, not only does it have Antonio Banderas, who's just badass in the film, but they literally went and got, they got Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo! In a kid's film. Playing the loving grandpa.
You know what? If I had not seen him so recently on The Flash, I may have had a harder time picturing that. But like...
In 2001, they had Danny Trejo as the fun-loving grandpa.
That may have been like the start of him doing like those more off-character, like friendly roles. Yeah.
His character's name was Machete.
I completely forgot that the Machete movies were a spinoff of Spy Kids, which, like, don't take your kids to see Machete.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Wait, did you see the Machete movies?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, they did a spinoff called Machete, which was also directed by Robert Rodriguez. Spinoff of Spy Kids, but don't take your kids to see it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Wait. If I recall, I think I could be wrong. Didn't they get the girl who plays his granddaughter to be in it, in one of them or something?
I've never seen the Spy Kids movie, so I don't know.
Oh God, Casey, let.
Is his granddaughter's is his granddaughter named Luz?
I don't know. Hang on, let me back up.
Michelle Rodriguez is in it.
That's his daughter. No. Hang on. I pulled back Michelle Rodriguez.
While you're looking for that, he also directed the Sin City movies.
Okay, no. His granddaughter in the movie was Alexa Vega.
Okay. All right, let me see if she's in Machete.
I can just go to her IMDb while I'm up here. Who finds it faster? I don't think so.
No, so she's not in it.
Okay, no. Which, that would be weird if she was, but she's done, I believe, some films like that.
Oh, she is in the sequel Machete Kills. And her name is Killjoy in that movie.
I don't know. I mean, we just know her kid name in Spy Kids. So maybe. But now I have to go and watch the Machete movies.
I need to go watch the Spy Kids movies. And then more recently, he directed Alita Battle Angel, which I haven't seen.
I have not seen that either.
That was the one that, like, all of the people... That came out, like, the same weekend as Captain Marvel. And all of, like, the dude bros who couldn't handle Captain Marvel were like, go see Alita Battle Angel instead. Like, that, if you like strong female characters, that's the movie you gotta see.
Because she's not real.
No, she's not real.
That's why they like it. They don't have a problem with seeing a strong, badass chick because they're like, oh, well, she's an android. She's a robot. She's not a real person.
You hit the nail on the head. I don't have anything to say.
So,
he is directing an episode of The Mandalorian. So, super excited about that. And then, the other big news... But this is kind of a 2-for-1 because we got a movie announcement today and we got a director for that movie, and it is none other than Taika Waititi.
I'm so hyped about that.
Me too.
So hype.
Me too.
I know. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say he is co-writing this screenplay with Christy Wilson Carnes, who I need to look her up. I don't know who she is. She's an Academy Award nominee. So I feel bad for not knowing who she is. When you start getting away from, like, directors, I suck with names.
Oh, same. I feel like that is the case with most people, like, though. I feel like, you know, most, you know, writers and stuff, they aren't, like, you know, household names, so to speak.
Right. Oh, she co-wrote, she wrote 1917.
Haven't seen it yet.
Haven't seen it yet, but, like, that's what she was nominated for, I'm assuming.
I've seen a lot of people say it was phenomenal, though, so we'll see. I get around to it.
So, yeah, so she is co-writing a Star Wars film with Taika Waititi, and he is directing it. So, like, if you don't know who Taika Waititi is, he directed Thor Ragnarok.
Jojo Rabbit.
And Jojo Rabbit, among other films. So, like, I kind of, like, I know it's not going to be this, but, like, it would be funny if, like, he did a Star Wars movie that was kind of like Jojo Rabbit, and he played, like, the Emperor. Like, how great would that be?
Could you imagine? That would be incredible, actually.
Yeah.
And no. It's too soon. It's way too soon. But, like, I now have this in my head, this image where it's Waititi as a, like, an imaginary Vader.
Oh, that would be great.
And his little Ben Solo instead of Jojo.
That would be amazing.
Because then, I mean, it works, because you would have, like, Jojo's mom, who was clearly on the side of the resistance. You have Leia, who was a rebel and is on the side of the resistance. It just works. It, mind blown.
So, I don't even, like, know how to process my excitement about that news.
I'm pumped.
I'm curious if this is, like, because I know Kevin Feige is going to be producing a Star Wars movie. I wonder if this is going to be the Kevin Feige movie.
Ooh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
And it's not surprising. I mean, like, his episodes of The Mandalorian were really good.
Yes.
And he also, what was the name of his droid? Was it?
It was the bar droid, wasn't it?
No, not the bar droid. He was the assassin droid. I just can't remember. It wasn't IG-88. IG-88 is the Legends droid.
Not IG-11.
Now I gotta look this up. We are such bad Star Wars podcasters.
I know, we probably, like, people, you know, listen to us, and then they go and listen to real Star Wars podcasts, and, like,
IG-11.
Oh, I was right. Holy shit. Hell yeah.
So, man, I'm ready for this movie now.
I'm stoked. I don't even know what it's going to be, what the concept is, the basis, but I'm stoked.
I mean, let's be honest. All we need to know is it's a Star Wars movie, and we're sold. We're there.
This is true. This is a true fact, Casey.
We got a surprise. It was a surprise to me. I don't know if, like, this was teased before, but we got a surprise update for Jedi Fallen Order. So there's going to be some, like, new, like, training missions you can play, and, like, there's going to be, like, a feature that will allow you to, like, make your own, like, training simulations. And then we got a whole bunch of new skins for Cal, including an Inquisitor's outfit, which he looks amazing in.
I haven't actually, I downloaded the update today, in the background while I was watching Clone Wars, and I have not made my way over to check it out. But I was really excited when you sent that to me. I haven't touched that game in months.
Neither have I.
But I'm a big fan of, like, the like, training mission kind of things where you can drop in and, like, see, like, what your highest combo, like, how high you can get your combo, or how many waves of attacks can you survive. Like, things like that. They were real prevalent in the Batman Arkham games. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Yes.
Like, I loved those games. They were great. So I hope it's along those lines, because that's something that I'll just go on and play. I can play for hours just mindlessly.
I probably played Arkham Knight 3 times.
I was so close to getting like 100% on it. I got to, like, the only things I had left was like 2 or 3 of the Riddler races, like the Riddler car ones that you had to do. And I hated them so much, I rage quit. I was like, I spent months just trying to get those last couple ones done, and I could never get it. So I gave up. And it makes me upset because I was so close to 100%ing that game.
The last race I didn't beat until my second playthrough, and then it took me forever, but I finally did it.
Is it the one where you get off the ramp, you have to, like, drive on the wall onto another ramp, and then, like hover glide your way across?
I think that's the one, yeah.
I hate that one so much. That's the one I cannot beat, and I gave up.
I need to... No, I got it my third playthrough, which I need to continue that playthrough, because now that I finished it, now that I got past that, I don't really think there's any reason why I can't 100% the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Riddles are, like, really what's holding me back.
I hate them. Oh, the riddles? The riddles aren't too bad.
There's just so many of them.
Yeah, that's the issue.
So, yeah, super excited. I've been wanting to go back... I've been wanting to replay the Order 66 part of the game.
Yeah. Me too. Part of me is also interested. So, like, now that I've seen Order 66 played out, you know, Revenge of the Sith, I've seen it played out in the Fallen Jedi. I'm interested to see how it plays out. Like, and I've sort of seen how it played out in the last Padawan comic that I just started. So I'm interested to see it now played out again in the Clone Wars. I'm looking forward to that.
So you know that it's happening then?
Yeah, I've seen that it's confirmed.
Okay. Ever since last week's episode, I've been wanting to go back and play that. I left that little detail out for you, but yeah.
No, I think they confirmed that when they released the trailer, like, that it was going to end all the way up to Order 66. So I assumed that that was probably going to be shown.
Yeah, and they do, we'll talk about it more next week, but, like, they do little things in the last arc to let you know, like, where it is in Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, there's some lines of dialogue. And then, like, there's one scene from Revenge of the Sith that is actually in the Clone Wars. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, really excited to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Because I know what it's like when you want to geek out about it and you're trying to, like, hold off. Because that's kind of how I was after I saw Rise of Skywalker before you saw it, for the most part.
And it's funny, because it's like, even though we don't care about spoilers, like, I still can't talk to you about it because you're not going to have any idea what the hell I'm talking about. So, like, it doesn't even matter that, like, you don't care. Like, you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. I'm pumped. I'm just really excited to actually get to it. So hopefully, you know, next time we're recording, we'll be discussing that.
Yeah. You should get there pretty quickly because season six is actually, you're at the end of season five and season six is a shorter season.
Okay.
I think that one only has like 13 episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm on 17 of season five now.
Which season six features one of my favorite stories of any Star Wars thing. Movie, comic, book, cartoon, whatever.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'll just say it's a very peaceful episode, and sometimes I will, like, put it on in the background when I go to sleep, and I'll fall asleep to it.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that was, for my May the 4th, only thing I actually had time to watch today was the finale of The Clone Wars. I didn't get to watch. I was going to try to watch one of the documentaries that's on Disney Plus. I can't remember what it's called. I have to look it up. I think it's called Empire of Dreams, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they got a couple now up there.
Yeah, so there's an Empire of Dreams documentary I need to watch. They released the first episode of the Mandalorian documentary today. And then there is, oh, they did release Rise of Skywalker today. And then for that, there is, I don't know if it's on Disney Plus. Give me one second.
I have Disney Plus up. What are you looking for?
Okay, in the special features for The Rise of Skywalker, there's a two-hour documentary called The Skywalker Legacy. It's on there. Which, if this quarantine ever ends and we're allowed to be around people again, we should get together and watch that.
I agree, 100%. So right now, the only Star Wars movie they're missing from Disney Plus right now is Solo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't put that on there. Because they...
I think it's still on Netflix, to be honest.
Because they put... Yeah, because they... The Rise of Skywalker wasn't supposed to be on there until July. But they had it come out early.
But Rise of Skywalker was also never going to be on any other streaming platform.
It is... Solo is still on Netflix, you're right.
That is exactly why it's on Disney Plus, because The Last Jedi just actually got put on there not too long ago.
Yeah. So is, it's not, this isn't Star Wars, but Ant-Man and Wasp is on there on Netflix. Oh, and the Indiana Jones movies are on Netflix also. I was kind of wondering why those weren't on Disney Plus. There's the answer.
That would do it. Such cool art that they put in the background on the app currently. Like, if you go to the Star Wars page, the mural they have for, like, the back header.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's incredible.
I need to see if I can find that so I can save it and make it, like, my lock screen.
Yeah, that would be a cool lock screen to have for sure.
So they have every Skywalker saga film.
Yep.
And they're on here on 4K, which means I don't have to buy the 4K box set anymore. Because I'm pretty sure all the special... I looked it up. Vudu has the Skywalker saga on digital. And like all the special features are special features I already have. Like, the only reason to buy them would be for the 4K transfer, but they're on Disney Plus on 4K. So like... Totally unnecessary now.
So, like, I'm a terrible Star Wars fan, and the fact that, like, I think I only own currently Star Wars Episode II Attack of the Clones in physical copy at the moment.
Well, some people would say that that makes you an incredible fan. I know... I have at least two people that I follow on Twitter who would say that that's the only Star Wars film that you need to own. So there you go.
Why I still own that one, I don't know. And there's a large possibility that it might be missing the actual disc with the movie on it, and I might only have CD2 with the special features. Can't say for certain.
Did you get, like, pissed off at the movie and throw it out the window or something?
No, college happened, and a lot of my movies just went missing. Like, I used to have Revenge of the Sith, too. I don't know what happened to it. I had, because growing up, I had a box set VHS of the original trilogy. I had episode 1 on VHS. And then 2 and 3 were on DVD, which explains why those are the only two that I had going into college. Still doesn't explain what happened to episode 3 and why I still only have episode 2. So I'm super excited now that all 9 films of the Skywalker saga are perpetually saved on Disney Plus, and I can watch them whenever I want.
See, you were smart because you held out until the streaming age. Now the movies are just here for you. Me, I don't know how many different versions of the original trilogy I bought on. Okay, I had at least 2 of them on VHS. At least 2. I bought The Phantom Menace on VHS. I think that's probably the last Star Wars VHS movie I bought. And then I bought all 6 movies on DVD. And then I bought the Blu-ray box set when that came out. And then I bought all the other movies as they came out on Blu-ray or 4K, whichever the format was at the time. And then I bought them all digitally. And now they're all on Disney Plus. So, like, you can call yourself a bad fan, but you're a smart fan. I'm a dumbass.
Well, to be fair, a lot of the times when all of these movies were coming out and the different box sets and the Blu-rays and all of that, I was either A, still living at home and could not, my parents wouldn't buy them for whatever reason, or B, you know, I was in college and I feasibly could have gone out and buy them, but broke college student. And to this point, so in college, I actually had all 6 pirated in 1080p from torrents, shout out Pirate Bay. So that's how I had them in college, was illegally pirating. I don't have it anymore. FBI, don't come after me. But
I think yeah. You've spent enough money on Star Wars that we can forgive, like...
Oh, I spent so much money on Star Wars.
The only... Okay, I don't think this counts as bootlegging because you were allowed to do this at the time. But, like, the first copies of the original trilogy I bought were, like, ones that I recorded when they were playing on HBO. Because, okay, so back when I was a kid, we had these things called VCRs.
Well, yeah, I know you could tape record things.
Oh, okay. So like I recorded like the original trilogy movies on VHS. That was the first VHS copy I ever had. The only true pirated copy of a Star Wars movie I ever had was Revenge of the Sith, which I got when I was in Iraq.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to come after you for that.
Yeah, if you want to like shit on me for having a bootleg copy of Revenge of the Sith in Iraq when it was the only copy I can get, then you don't support the troops. You do not support the troops.
That's incredible.
Mind you, I have bought like at least 3 other versions of that movie since then. So like get off my ass.
You more than made up for it.
Yes.
No. So I'm really excited they're now all in one place. For perpetuity, and I can literally watch them wherever and whenever I want. That's hype.
That is. I'm curious where, well, I guess if I watch them on my TV, I'll watch them off of Disney Plus since that's 4K. If I watch them on my iPad, I still go to like my Vudu app.
Okay.
I have them available to me now on Disney Plus, Vudu, Amazon Prime, Movies Anywhere. No, I didn't buy all of these. Like, once you like redeem your copy on Vudu, like it crosses over to like a dozen different apps.
Gotcha.
So like, I have an overload of choices on where I can watch these movies now.
What apps interface pleases you today?
Yeah. Like some apps, like they look nicer than others. Some app, if I just want to watch like certain scenes, like some apps, it's more convenient to like fast forward and rewind. So like, I guess there's different choices that can go into my decision, but yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. The other thing, I think we both have this book, so this doesn't affect us, but May 1st through May, I think 8th, if you want to read Queen's Shadow by E.K. Johnston, and you have an e-reader, it's currently free. So,
and you know, people, I just want to say that today, our queen herself, Natalie Portman, came and bestowed us some great images. And the amount of people I saw shitting on Padme, the character, is insane. Put some
respect on. Where did she share these?
Instagram.
Who would shit on Natalie Portman?
There's 16,008 comments now. I do not feel like going through all of them because I value my sanity. But when I went on there today during work, I like was just scrolling through them because I was curious. Never enter the comments, folks. You will be let down.
I do appreciate the pictures that she shared. One of the people who liked them was Paul Blackthorne, who played Black Canary's dad on Lance, played Detective Lance on Arrow.
Oh, huh. That's neat.
Yeah. Oh, and he was also on Star Wars Battlefront 2. He played one of the members of Inferno Squad, the one who didn't defect, the one who stayed with the Empire. He did the mocap and the voice for him. But yeah, no, these pictures are great. I like the first one. Like, I like how the buns in her hair were inspired by like Leia's from A New Hope.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that as well. I thought like they picked a lot of really good ones. I mean, you have her at the, you know, the big parade at the end of The Phantom Menace, all decked out. Pretty sure that's when she's smiling down on Tiny Annie.
Yeah, it is.
You got her being all badass when she's meeting with the Gungans. You got the typical head, the stereotypical headdress that everybody thinks of.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was Keira Knightley and not Natalie Portman?
Hey, you never know, honestly.
Their mothers couldn't tell them apart, so like it would be an understandable mistake. And then...
then you have just the one where you're always just like, why, George Lucas, did you pick these wardrobe decisions?
I think that last one is from Revenge of the Sith.
I think so, too, when she is pregnant. But regardless, like, great picks.
Okay, so since she asks which look was your favorite, which one would you go with?
It's a toss-up between 3 and 1.
Same. I'd probably go for 1.
Agreed.
No, not 1. I'm sorry. I'd go for 3.
See, if you're mean, like, look, like, I don't know, like, I guess which... to me, 1 is more like when I think of Padme, I don't think of her as like, you know, I don't think of her as picture. I don't know which one this is.
You think of her in like her like regal gowns.
I don't think of her that. I think of her in the picture more than one where she's, you know, senator mode.
Okay.
Like that's what sticks out to me more, where she's not super decked out, but she still is, you know, senator mode. But 3 is my favorite because I always really enjoy it when she gets involved in the shenanigans. Best Padme outfit was episode 2 when they go to Geonosis to rescue Obi-Wan. That was my favorite Padme outfit.
That outfit reminds me of, like, the white outfits that Leia wore in Empire Strikes Back. I can see how, like, those were inspired by that look. Yep.
Which, incidentally, is also my favorite Leia look.
Where she's wearing, like, the white puffy, like, North Face vest.
Yeah, the Hoth look.
Yeah. I always appreciate when a character has a look that's very easy to cosplay.
Likewise.
That's kind of why I like the later Harry Potter movies, because I can just throw on, like, jeans, a t-shirt, and a hoodie, and if I have a wand, like, I'm Harry Potter. And you can't tell me I'm not Harry Potter.
Draw a scar on in your set.
Yeah.
Did you see what Daisy Ridley posted? Or rather, what Star Wars posted of Daisy Ridley?
Yes, and I can't remember what it was now.
It was the video of her. Hang on. Trying to pull it up real quick. So, because I can't describe it acutely, because I actually didn't get to watch it with the sound on. I only saw the video. Because. How does that work?
One of the benefits of working from home is that I can just watch stuff with the sound on.
All right, yeah, here we go. So.
Oh, when she was trying to force pull the lightsaber to herself. Yeah.
I enjoyed when she was like acting like it's been a while and she couldn't do it right away. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And then you had John Boyega today was sharing a lot of behind the scenes pictures over on his Instagram.
Oh, and I forgot about this because it doesn't really affect me, but Vader Immortal is getting released for PlayStation VR. Before, it was only on one platform. I think it was called Oculus.
Yep.
Yeah. So now it's on PlayStation VR. So if you have that, you can play this game pretty soon.
That is like, it's one thing I've always wanted. I had to quickly get out of the Star Wars, out of the Twitter area, because in Star Wars, to get to the video, I just Twitter searched Star Wars, and it refreshed automatically, and the very first thing that popped up was, like, pictures from the finale of the Clone Wars. I hurried up and exited. I was like, nope.
I can't wait for you to see the animation in these last episodes.
They look... In general, like, the animation for the show has just gotten so much better as it's progressed. So I'm super excited to see season 7. I mean, I was impressed by it. I can, like, already tell how much better it has gotten from, like, 1 to almost 6. But it looks like the jump from 7 to what we had before is even just by looking at the trailer for season 7, is going to be impressive.
Well, I know for a lot of parts, they actually did mocap.
Really?
Yeah, so like when Maul is fighting Ahsoka, it's actually like they mocapped Ray Park. So like Ray Park came back as Maul for this last season.
That's incredible. And while we're on the topic of Maul, I know, because we've discussed it, there was a lot of people who were pissed about how Maul lost to Padawan. And like, Casey, so pungently pointed out to everybody that's twice now he's done that. And as I've watched,
it was a Padawan with no lightsaber.
Okay, so
which
yeah,
he's done that twice.
Done that twice. Still, it remains. From watching the Clone Wars and watching him fight in other like duels and fights and everything, he's not that great of a lightsaber duelist. I'm sorry. He's
got the acrobatics.
He's got the acrobatics.
It reminds me of like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when the guy's like flipping his sword all around and then like Indiana Jones just like shoots him. Like, it's kind of like that. Like, he looks really cool, but like he's 0-2 against unarmed Padawans right now.
I mean, no offense, like, yeah, Savage Opress wasn't the most graceful or the most techniqued, but like, shit, I felt like he held his own better sometimes than Maul did.
Okay, let's wrap this up with a quick Star Wars challenge.
Okay.
I don't know if you did this on Twitter or not. I did this last night. But I'm going to throw 16 questions at you.
Oh, shit, okay.
Okay, you ready? They're not difficult questions. Favorite trilogy?
Ooh, oofa, that's a tough one. Original.
Same. Favorite couple?
Han and Leia.
I went Obi-Wan and Satine.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know if they were a couple, but they were in my head, so.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm convinced they were. Him kissing her hand when she was dead? Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. So totally a couple. All right. Favorite character from the original trilogy?
Leia.
I went Luke. Favorite character from the prequels?
Like, solely from the film's prequels, or are we including other prequel material?
You can do whatever you want.
Ahsoka.
I went Obi-Wan. But it's between those two, it's neck and neck for me.
See, if it wasn't Ahsoka, I probably would have gone, honestly, Anakin. Especially now that I've watched The Clone Wars.
Yeah, that cartoon made me love Anakin even more.
100%. I was always a huge Anakin fan. Largely because growing up, he was like, where you grew up, you wanted to be Luke. I grew up and I imitated, as horrible as it is, I wanted to be Anakin. Like, that was... I wanted to be the one that murdered all of the younglings. So...
You will never see my daughter ever again.
Well, you know it. You know I love your daughter. I think she is the cutest little thing.
Did you see our May the 4th picture?
I did. I liked it.
All right. Favorite character from the sequels?
Rey.
Same. Favorite trio?
Luke, Han, Leia. No. Padme, Anakin, Obi-Wan.
I went Luke, Han, Leia.
Okay. I really enjoyed that trio of Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Padme. The Geonosis quips were fantastic.
Okay, favorite friendship?
Obi-Wan and Padme.
Interesting. I went Rey and Finn. I was trying, because I was thinking of the movies when I answered that. I think I would actually go, now that, like, with the Clone Wars, I would probably go Obi-Wan and Anakin.
I would say if I didn't go Obi-Wan and Padme, my next answer probably, honestly, would be Rey and Finn.
I think they are, other than Obi-Wan and Anakin, I think Rey and Finn and to an extent, Finn and Poe are the only ones that are written for us to really feel something about their friendship. And Han and Chewie, of course.
I was going to say Han and Chewie would be the only other exception. Which, I mean, their friendship, honestly, is great. R2-D2 and C-3PO. I love the banter between them. I live for it. It's great. It plays out as well as Chewie and Han does in regards to, you know, having only one character actually be speaking so we can understand what they're saying.
All right. I'll bet I know the answer to this one for you. Favorite droid?
R2.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say K2.
I love K2. He is fantastic. But it's still R2.
Mine was Chopper, which you'll learn about him when you watch Rebels.
Okay.
Okay. Who would be your Jedi Master?
I would want to be my Jedi Master.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon.
Same.
Ooh, cool.
Favorite lightsaber color?
Blue.
Same. Okay, light side or dark side? Mind you, just said you wanted to kill younglings.
Both.
Okay. Mine, I went light side, and I included a quote from Claudia Gray's Master and Apprentice from Qui-Gon. I don't turn toward the light because it means someday I'll win some sort of cosmic game. I turn towards it because it is the light.
Ooh, I actually really like that quote.
And that is why I would want him to be my Jedi Master.
I mean, that's along the same reasons as to why I would want him to be my master.
Okay, here's a fun one. And I think literally everyone that I've seen play this game has the same answer. Overrated character.
Overrated character?
Yes.
Ooh. That's a tough one. Overrated. Boba Fett.
Same. And everyone else.
What was that?
Everyone else had that same answer. Underrated character.
Rex and Cody.
Ooh, good ones. I went Quinlan Voss, but those are good answers.
Okay.
Favorite ship. I'm assuming they were asking favorite, like, flying ship, not, like, ship that you ship.
Okay, I was going to ask you. I was like, because I don't want to answer my favorite ship, because I don't ship. Like, aesthetically, like, which one I think looks the coolest?
Yeah.
Padme's Naboo ship that we see them use in episode 2 and 1, I guess. All chrome one.
Oh, that's a good one. I went X-Wing. I went specifically Poe's black and orange X-Wing.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
Saddest death. Mine is one that you haven't experienced yet.
Leia.
Ooh, that's a good one. I went Maul.
Okay. Isn't that in Rebels?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Leia, for sure.
Okay, last question. Favorite cast member?
Ooh. Carrie Fisher.
I went Ewan McGregor. But Carrie Fisher, I kind of wish I did Carrie Fisher.
She killed the game. She was phenomenal. Everything about Carrie Fisher was great. If I have to pick someone who's currently living, it's a toss-up between Mark Hamill and John Boyega. In regards to, like, how they interact, like their interactions and their presence still within the fandom. I would pick those two.
If I had to pick someone living, it's definitely Ewan McGregor. But I do enjoy the way Mark Hamill interacts with fans.
I don't think I've seen anything with Ewan McGregor, largely because I don't think I follow him on anything.
I just went in general. I didn't even answer that as like a Star Wars specific question. I just really like Ewan McGregor.
Oh yeah, he's hype.
I can't wait till he comes back. I'm so excited for that Obi-Wan series.
I'm really excited because I feel like it's going to get the same treatment that The Mandalorian got, where it kind of just feels like a movie concept broken down into like 8 episodes of various lengths. I bet we get that for the first season. Something along those lines. And if people love it, like they did Mandalorian and its success, I bet we'll get more of it going forward, probably longer legitimate seasons and stuff. Would be my guess.
You know, in the press release for Taika Waititi, I noticed, I'm probably reading into this too much, but I noticed the way they worded the release. They specifically said, let me pull it up so I can make sure I get this right.
Okay.
It specifically said he's going to direct a feature film for theatrical release. I wonder if that means that they're going to be doing feature films that are specifically for streaming. I'm probably reading into it too much, but way they worded that, like for theatrical release, like is someone going to be doing something that's not for theatrical release?
I don't think you're reading into it too much. I think that's probably a safe assumption. I would not be surprised if down the line we do get, some films, some movies right to streaming, right to Disney Plus exclusives, because they've already done that. We've seen it with offhand. I think they did it with the Lady and the Tramp movie. I want to say they did it with another movie. I can't remember what specific title it was, but no, I would not be surprised if we see one or two Star Wars movies go right, like be Disney Plus exclusives released direct to Disney Plus.
If they're not live action feature films, I would at least bet money that they would do an animated film.
100% agree with that.
Yeah. All right, so do we have anything else for our special May the 4th episode?
I don't think so.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow the podcast at Sith Giggles Pod. Krista, where can people find you?
I'm also on Twitter at Critter, K-R-I, 3 T's, E, 3 R's.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spreaker.com. All right, bye.